Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome on into the Flight by Yuengling Locker Room Show. Who dats? The Black and Gold close out their home slate of the 2025 season with a 29-6 victory over the New York Jets. We're going to check back in at the Caesars Superdome. Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister giving us an update on the injured.
Yeah, one guy that left the game, and you know, you probably have some pretty good concern about is Brian Brzee. Kind of, I don't know if you call it a trip, but stepped wrong, and they were doing kind of the knee testing, ACL tests out there on the field. He was the one guy that left, and then obviously the other one is Foster Morrow, left the game, took off his shoe, got tackled funny. Foster got tackled funny, and so those two guys you do have great concern for, hoping that they are okay and able to finish out the season.
Deuce, looking at this matchup, did you feel like the defense really set the tone with the physicality at the line of scrimmage? And, you know, what else, like, I guess would say stood out from you from your vantage point in the box?
No, I did not. I thought that the when you look at it, you know, they were able to get sacks, but the Saints did not do a great job as far as controlling the line of scrimmage. They were able to, you know, make some plays and come up with a lot of tackle for losses or at least some sack yardage. But, man, inside, the Jets won. I mean, the Jets won at the line of scrimmage. That's, you know, the Saints won this game, but up front, the Jets won at the line of scrimmage, particularly inside.
Looking at that connection with Tyler Shough, Chris Olave, definitely a work in progress with these two. Things we're looking for, you know, positive going into next year between the connection. But what are you seeing between Shough and Olave hooking up and getting more and more acquainted with each other?
On the same page on a lot of throws. I mean, when you're looking for him and he's able to make connections for you, you know, you have to be able to go to my guy as far as the receiver. And so they just have to continue to work and make sure that they see things accordingly. You know, there was one deep ball where Chris does a poor job of locating it. I mean, but some of those second window throws, he was able to hit Chris Olave. And, you know, you talk about the quick slant, the deep outs. There's a lot of good timing on a lot of those throws. I mean, but there's a couple, you know, even the end zone. I like the ball placement. That's one that just Chris has to be strong. The defender makes a play. I mean, the defender does a good job of pulling his hand and being able to knock it away. But when you run that switch route or the slot fade that the kind of the Saints did, a nice job of being able to get the little screen or pick play by Juwan. I mean, and so there's a lot that you like amongst those two, and it's hopefully that you can continue to build on. And so, you know, just a good job. The other guy, you know, you were able to find Juwan a pretty good amount. Saints were going to go heavy 12 and 13 personnel just because of the amount of receivers that you were down, and you felt like those matchups gave you a better advantage than your typical 11 matchup.
Deuce looking at this game in the opening drive for the Black and Gold. Taysom Hill, unfortunately, ends up, you know, with a turnover for the Saints. But after that, we saw him in his, you know, typical Swiss Army knife role, passing, catching, rushing, overall really great stuff from Taysom. It might be the last time we see him as well in the Superdome.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, and so we'll just, you know, like I said, we'll live in the moment. We'll admire and just, you know, for him to be able to go over 1,000 career reception yardage, that was pretty unique and special. And, you know, it should have been on the wheel route as far as the touchdown for him to catch it, but it comes on another play. And for him to throw that touchdown pass, I mean, it was wide open, but because they were fearing for Taysom to be able to run the football on that third down play. And so, you know, you never know where he's going to line up, you know. And for me to have him as that tight end, he factors into 13 personnel. And so, you know, how does the defense play him? Do they go with the extra linebacker? Do they stay with nickel? Because he may line up in a lot of various places, quarterback, tailback, you know, H, tight end, in line, a lot of different places. And you have to kind of understand and know where he's at. And, you know, really honestly, today was probably the first game you saw him truly be able to put his foot in the ground and be able to turn and get up the field. You know, I thought pretty much a lot of times this year it took him an extra step. He sees it, but to get there, he wasn't able to, and today he was able to get there.
And three straight wins now, Deuce, for the Black and Gold, improving to 5-10 on the season for New Orleans. Still not making the playoffs this year, a disappointing outcome, but overall, anything feeling different to you about this team's trajectory compared to years past right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you feel like that you have a quarterback. That was one of the questions you kind of didn't know, you know. And even when you had Derek Carr, you knew that you were missing some pieces. But, you know, I don't know if you felt like Derek Carr was going to be the answer for you for 8, 9, 10 years. I think that you feel that way currently. And then, you know, if that's going to be the case, then it changes what you have to do, not only via free agency, but it changes what you have to do via the draft. Because now it's about getting some weapons. How can I surround this young man with some more weapons to make it, you know, the game a little bit easier for him? And so I think that's the biggest different feel. It always feels good to win. And not to say that the expectations were different. The expectation, whether it was Shuck or Rattler, was always to be, hey, we got a guy now at quarterback. Now let's build this thing the right way. You know, you can be somewhat aggressive this offseason. And so, you know, we kind of just see what happens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.